sleep on.
Didn't ever get sick or anything doing that?
Nah. We would never even have a cold. If we did, we'd strip off and jump in the lake. Get rid of that cold.
That would do it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. If you have a cold, I just go down to the cold creek somewhere and strip off and get in there.
That'd take care of it.
Yeah. Best thing in the world for cold.
Nowadays, do you ever see this insect light that'll flash on and off?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's called, lightning bug.
Still got them?
Yeah. They're not here now. They'll be here next spring, you know.
Yeah. I ain't seen one around where I'm from a long time.
On the whippoorwills and the lightning bug comes in, well, you know, the cold weather's all over then.
You got these insects that are bad about eating holes in your clothes?
Oh, yeah. I got suits, clothes in there just eat up and moth. I don't know. I had some of them moth-proof. My wife did. She run that laundry down there a long time for shadow laundry. And I'd have my clothes, my suits moth-proof, but you wear them a time or two and then hang them back up. I didn't buy no mothballs for a long time, and they just eat my suits up. They claim if you've got a cedar chest to put them in, that the moth won't get in cedar. But I don't know what it is about it. And they claim if you put sassafras roof poles in your chicken house, you won't have no mice, too.
Really? I ain't heard that.
Yeah, they say if you put, and you can put banana stalks under your house, and won't have no fleas on that.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know what the old people knew all that old stuff, you know. And they used to boil them cedar limbs, you know, when the lice would get on their turnip greens. They called it lice. I don't know what it was. Some kind of insect, though. It'd eat the turnip greens up, you know. Eat holes in them. They'd boil green cedar limbs and just get a bunch of them, put in a wash pot. And they'd take that out. They'd get them a bucket and put some little bitty holes in the bottom, you know, and they'd have you to tote them. After that got cool, and Harry told them water to pour in their bucket and then walk along over it and sprinkle that water over the, over the greens.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt the taste of them. It wasn't poison, but it would keep the lice off of them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, lice. I don't know what they were.
What different? I imagine y'all got some different kinds of frogs around here, don't you?
Yeah. We got several different kinds of frogs. Got tree frogs. There's tree frogs here around this house in these trees. You hear them, you know, when it's warm weather and threatening rain. Old folks used to say they're praying for rain. The scientists, they claim that difference before rain, the different pressures, you know,